All right, let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. CBS Sports college football analyst. He's on the big show. We see him all the time. Brian Jones and friend of the program, Brian Jones. Good morning, Brian.
Joe, you a hoe, man. How you going to be engaged 5 times?
Brian, I didn't want to go to break. I wanted to get more out of this guy during this. This is unbelievable. These guys, like, somehow broke me into, like, talking about how dysfunctional I've been about getting cold feet as the day got closer. Would you think most men would admit, as you get real close, under 2 weeks, a week, all the things around it, all the things you got to go through, that your feet get ice cold? Would you admit that?
Hell yeah. And a week into my marriage, I was like, what the hell was I thinking?
Now,
I'm with you.
Did you come? Did you
have engagements?
Well,
I know, right, Brian?
But in fairness, I got to be careful because some of the people live here in town. But Brian, two of them were upgrades.
Yeah.
It wasn't five different. No. I broke off, and a few years later, I had to get another ring.
Yeah.
And then you know how you got to get the bigger ring the second time to keep them. And then there was one I was just young and dumb, and I just did.
It didn't work out so well.
That one wasn't good.
Oh, yeah. So some of them doubled up on the ring.
Yes.
That's impressive. Okay.
Impressive,
okay,
right? Yeah. But I admit, it's always scared me to death, man, that – and it's always me. Like, I'm not sitting here ripping the women. I want everybody to know. In case anybody's listening.
Of course it was your fault. Yeah.
No, it was just you. I was very immature. I was always afraid of the loyalty thing. I just had a problem being loyal to one partner. And so that scared me.
Just admit it. Come on, we're having an intervention.
That's it. That's what I feel like the last hour's been of my life.
Damn, I did everything but call myself a hoe. Now you're calling me a hoe.
Brian, the last hour.
We can go cut to the chase, baby.
Brian, I just think the last hour. I think Joe owes me $150. I feel like that's what a therapist gets for the hour, right?
Yeah, definite counseling.
Exactly.
I'm a counselor now.
Hey, Brian, we got a lot of stuff to get to here real quickly. Besides,
well, come on, let's get to it. We're through with your personal life.
Yeah, no, that's it. Yeah. It's boring to talk about. So, Tiger and Phil, you got any interest at all in that one-on-one for $19.99?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
None. Zero. When is it anyway? That's how much interest I have. Taking place.
No, it's next Friday after Thanksgiving. And they're going one-on-one playing for somebody put up $9 million. I don't know if they're going to get their money back, but that. Now, I want to jump into more stuff. Can anybody beat Alabama here before we get?
They have come back to the pack so much with Tua being as banged up as he is. Of course, he went into the game with the knee issue, but that didn't stop him versus LSU. And then he got hit repeatedly in that game versus Mississippi State last week. So now with him being as banged up as he is, and we'll see how he fares this weekend, I think he will play versus the Citadel, albeit he won't play a lot, maybe a couple series. And then, of course, Auburn comes calling, and their defense, especially up front, is pretty damn good. So I think if he continues to be banged up, teams have a chance. But with the way that defense is playing and the fact that Alabama can revert to old Alabama and just run the ball and run it down your throat and you can't do anything to stop it, I don't see anybody beating them. Clemson has a chance with their front four. They're damn good. All four of those guys will be playing on Sunday, be high draft picks. But the defense for Alabama, they are as devoted to destruction as their predecessors have been. So this is a well-oiled machine once again. So I'm going to say no.
Brian, is Tua the best player in college football right now, you think?
He's definitely captivated the nation with his play and how he has upgraded and made this Alabama offense fully functional. Now, he's got some great toys to play with at wide receiver, of course, all those running backs, and a damn good offensive line. Kyler Murray's right there in that number with him. Kyler Murray has better numbers than does Tua currently. More touchdown passes, more rushing yards and rush TD. So he's having a hell of a season, and they're sitting there with just one loss, of course. So I think Kyler Murray's right there in the mix. As I said about the team as a whole, they've come back to the pack with Tua being banged up. Well, in his Heisman race, which was his to lose, he's come back to the pack as well.
Hey, Brian, I want to ask you this one. I've been waiting for you for this one. Is UCF the best team in the Pac-12? If they're in the Pac-12, are they the best team?
Are they the best team? Hell, they arguably be one of the best. Yeah. I think any given Saturday, anyone can beat you. Yes, they would be one of the best teams. I'd go out and say that. Yeah. They're a damn good football team. You know, you'd love to see them play some better competition, of course. But whoever they play, they still post 40, 50 on them. So they're damn good. I just think if you're getting these Power 5 conferences, you got to bring it each and every week. And while the Pac-12 has they have lost a lot of their luster this season, especially with Washington having a few losses on its ledger. But I think UCF could compete. Would they be the best team? No, but they would be one of the best teams.
Yeah. Can UCF go undefeated again and not get into this playoffs?
They could, but they won't. I think Cincinnati's going to have something to say about it this weekend. They're a damn good football team. They've already tasted their blood losing early when they were undefeated at Temple. And Luke Fickell has done a hell of a job with the Bearcats. And I think he and his Chargers will have something to say about it this weekend. Of course, USF next week, that's a big one. They have to go to Tampa, and USF has just looked horrible these last 3 weeks, losing three in a row. But they'll get up for UCF, of course.
What happened to the Pac-12 overall? Because I never thought we'd be talking about Washington State being the – that used to be a joke, man, when I was at Cal, like – I'll be glad when we play Oregon State and Washington State so we can get a couple of wins, right? And now, what has happened?
Well, Washington State plays defense now. How about that? Tracy Clays, who was the head coach there in Minnesota, albeit briefly, he has really coached those guys up on that side of the ball. They always have been able to chunk it since Leach has been there. And this Gardner Minshew, who's a transfer from ECU, wanted to go to Alabama. There was an opening there at Washington State, so he took his ball up there. And, man, they've been lights out with him chunking it all over the place. He's averaging about 50 attempts a game. Well over 300 yards a game, so they've got the defense to go with the high-powered offense now, and it's just been a down year for Washington, for Stanford. Of course, USC is reeling right now, sitting there at 6-5-5, and they arguably could lose their next two. They have their rival UCLA this weekend. Of course, Notre Dame comes calling next week. So it's been a lot of attrition in the South. Arizona State, I mean, surprisingly, Herm Edwards had those guys, has them leading the Pac-12 South right now, and they and Utah are in the hunt to win the South. Arizona has gotten back into the mix after a woeful start with their new head coach, Kevin Sumlin. But it's just been a down year for the conference overall.
If Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame all finish the season undefeated, there's your 1, 2, and 3. Michigan beats Ohio State, wins the Big Ten. Can anyone jump Michigan and get into that 4 spot? Because you're not going to jump an undefeated team.
I don't believe so. I think Michigan will get in, and the Big 12 will pay for not playing any damn defense. Oklahoma, they just can't get right on that side of the ball. They've got a big one versus West Virginia next week. West Virginia's played some good defense here of late, but they still gave up over 40 to my Longhorns and when they defeated them there in Austin. Iowa State, who Texas plays this weekend, they have the best defense in the league right now. And yet, you look at Oklahoma, they can chunk it around with the best of them. They did it to Georgia's elite defense a season ago in the Rose Bowl. But this year, just terrible. It's embarrassing to watch them play defense. That just sums it up. It is so embarrassing. You know, have some pride about your damn work. Go out there and hit. I mean, where else can you hit somebody in the mouth and not go to jail? That's just football on defense. I mean, come on.
You're right.
Don't
you're
hit
right.
Somebody. But they are as bad as, you know, all these other teams. Ole Miss, they couldn't stop a nosebleed with a bag of ice.
Brian, thank you for your time. As always, thank you for the therapeutic session in
Thanks,
the beginning.
Brian.
And thank you for the end actually talking sports.
Thanks, my whole brother. Appreciate it, man. Beautiful.
All right, fellas. Talk to you.
Brian Jones, CBS Sports College Football Analyst. Thank you for that. By the way, quick thank you to the Orange Bowl. The Orange Bowl just came by. OB was here, the mascot for the Orange
Bowl. Got a picture with OB.
Got a picture with him, but better than that, you know, when we love when they bring stuff in, a little bit of stuff from Knoxbury Farms. Yeah. We got them some of those cinnamon rolls and some jelly.
They're good.
All kinds of stuff up here. But thank you to the Orange Bowl for coming by and feeding us.
No, that was great. Listen, the Orange Bowl has been a big, big part of our community. Yeah. And it's not just the football.
It smells like Larry Wall today. It's a Larry Wall. That's it.
Are we giving Larry credit for that?
Yeah,
we want Larry's boss.
No, Eric Palms. Let's give it to Eric Palms.
Who do you want to give more credit to? You want to kiss ass at the very top?
Yeah, Eric Palms. Love you, man.
Love Larry's just laughing
love
right
you
now.
Too, going, Larry. Really?
Boy, you guys turned on me.
Love you too, Larry.
Hey, we're out of time. Who do we got coming up? I saw
Omar Kelly's here, and I believe Hollywood will be filling
Hollywood's
in for a little while.
Hollywood's going to be filling in. Keep it positive today, bro. You've been a little negative on some stuff, and stop fat shaming people. Hey, we're out of time. Have a great day, everybody.